Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. As we have focused upon hymns before, we look at more hymns of faith today. We begin with a well-known hymn written by Isaac Watts in 1707. Heavenly Father, we praise you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for the salvation you provided to us and fellowship we can have with you because your Son paid the penalty for all our sin, allowing us to come now boldly before your throne. Thank you for your word that guides us into all truth and your Spirit that helps us to apply it to our lives. Thank you for the inspiration that you have given to those who've written songs over the centuries that still minister to our hearts today. These hymns of faith help to keep our eyes on you and remind us of your many, many precious promises. They edify us, build us up in the faith, and they share testimonies of those who've gone through life with you, learning and growing. Lord, please help all those listening today to learn what you have for us and to apply it to our everyday lives. We ask this, Lord, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. I give myself to thee, for thou in thy atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone.
Living for Jesus,
I own no other master, my heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to
oh.
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. We offer a convenient email service that provides listeners with information about each week's call to worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topic. To subscribe to this free weekly email service, simply visit our website, calltoworship.us. Then enter your email address in the very bottom right-hand corner in order to subscribe. Thank you for your letters and your financial support of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And please visit us online at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. A lot of good things are there for you on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, and I'm happy that you do. I hope you will contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they are a listener-supported ministry, send them a financial gift. But maybe you missed the program on your station. Well, we have the program available to you all week long, 24/7. So check us out at calltoworship.us. You will see many helpful resources there for you, along with specifics about each program, including the playlist of songs, the album, and artist information. The scripture passages for each broadcast are also there for you online at calltoworship.us. Thank you very much for listening today. I pray that this is a valuable part of your worship.
rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King.
That ends.
I hope and pray that you will listen and really hear and understand the messages in the hymn shared today.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, the birds there.
More Hymns of the Faith. Our program on Hymns of the Faith has been so well received that I will be sharing even more Hymns of Faith today. Our time together each week is limited, and there are so many great hymns that are a legacy of the church. So we will be blessed with a few more during today's program. To create a hymn of faith that would last the test of time is not a simple task. Some of you are musicians and or poets that actually write lyrics for songs. I admit that my personal experience with this process is limited, but I have lived in the field of Christian music for many, many years and have seen and heard this process take place. Writing a song, lyrics, and music requires significant elements. Typically, it starts with an inspiration, a topic or thought or even a phrase or concept, or it might even begin with a melody line. In some cases, the process includes more than one person. And when all the pieces come together, it becomes a song that can be used by God to touch lives with His Word. For a song written hundreds of years ago to still be around, it likely has had the blessing of God, and it's touched thousands of hearts over the years. Here are lyrics of some of the songs included in today's Call to Worship program. As you listen to the words, I think you'll have a better understanding of why these have remained favorites for generations. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees and skies and seas, His hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear Him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King. Let the heavens ring, God reigns, let earth be glad. I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living. Whatever men may say, I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always near. In all the world around me, I see His loving care, and though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives? He lives within my heart. Far dearer than all the world can impart was the message that came to my heart, how that Jesus alone for my sin did atone, and Calvary covers it all. Calvary covers it all, my past with its sin and stain, my guilt and despair Jesus took on Him there. And Calvary covers it all. Many of you have heard the story behind the song, It Is Well With My Soul. It was written by Horatio Spafford as he traveled to meet his grieving wife. A shipwreck took the lives of his four daughters. His wife was spared. He wrote these words as a testimony to God's faithfulness as his ship passed near where his daughters had died. His thoughts and inspiration could have come from the psalmist David, found in the passage of Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. And as we meditate on and consider the richness of messages incorporated into more hymns of the faith, let's listen to the following message. Oh, worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing His power and His love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Tell of His might, oh, sing of His grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space. His chariots of wrath the deep thunderclouds form, and dark is His path on the wings of the storm. Thy bountiful care, what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air. It shines in the light. It streams from the hills. It descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust, and feeble as frail, in Thee do we trust, nor find Thee to fail. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. From now on, folks, please make it a point to listen to the words. They are rich with meaning for you and your life with Christ.
Ever with Thee and Thou with me, Lord. the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. All praise to Him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave Himself for man to die, that He might man redeem. Oh, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
I once was lost, but now am found.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Bless His holy name forever.
Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing,
blessed be the name of the Lord. The glories of my God and King, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Precious name,
precious name.
Oh, how sweet,
oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the blessed name of Christ the Lord.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've heard even more great hymns of the faith than were included in a previous broadcast. These are a legacy of music passed down to us over generations. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're not a believer, please listen. I encourage you to get out a Bible. Seek the face of the only one that can save. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Consider this thought. The day of the Lord is coming. Eternity is just a heartbeat away. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Make today the day of your salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You can reach us through our website, calltoworship.us, or by mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from 2 Timothy, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Christ told the disciples in John 15, Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.